Thank you for tuning in to the Helium Radio Network. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show. Welcome back for another episode of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast live here from the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center in downtown St. Pete. I'm your producer, Eric Remmel, and I'm joined by hosts
Lena Roberts
and Scott Roberts.
And welcome back. And today we're actually interviewing the staff of Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. So we have a couple of the next few episodes. We're going to be talking to some of the great therapists here, not all, but three of the great therapists here. And today we have
Bridget Eugenides.
And Bridget, where are you from?
Dade City, Florida.
Well, welcome. And we're looking forward to learning a little bit more about you in this episode. As always, if you'd like to be a patient or learn more about what they do, give them a call, 727-822-8866, or visit the website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com. So this is our fourth podcast now that we're doing here on site. And guys, it's right after the Thanksgiving holiday. How was your holiday?
It was fabulous. We kept it very, very low key, and I loved it.
Yeah, we went out twice. Once for breakfast, once for dinner, and so there was no mess in the kitchen, nothing to clean up.
Yeah.
So it was real easy.
Awesome. Did you get goodies for Dory? I mean, did she get to have any turkeys here?
Always.
And for those you can hear in the background growling, we have Dory joining us as well. She's the office mascot. But before we get a little bit more into today's topic, I wanted to kind of recap what we talked about in the last few podcasts. So we learned about who you guys are as business owners and what Peaceful Warriors Wellness is as a facility, kind of what your direction is and really what you guys love to do, which is help people. And that it comes from the name of your podcast as well as your slogan, which is Feel Better, Move Better, and Be Better. So I think Bridget, correct me if I'm wrong, is the newest addition here at the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center.
Yes.
And if you guys want, you can go ahead and ask Bridget a little bit about where she's from and we'll get going today.
Well, the first question I have for Bridget is pretty simple. It's, you know, what inspired you to become a massage therapist?
I think it kind of began back when I started, you know, volunteering in the community, you know, whether it was a shop with a cop or just hours of working with soccer players on the side, because I grew up playing competitive soccer. I just really loved being in the community and helping people. And then into that and development and taking certain classes, I had an interest in physical therapy and then found out that was kind of limited. So I spawned out into massage therapy and I love it.
Cool. And where did you go to massage school at?
Corteva Institute in St. Pete.
All right. And did you have other schools that you looked at, and why did you choose Corteva?
I didn't actually have any other schools to look at, just because I heard right off the rip Corteva was the best. I went to Corteva because after graduating, you'd be certified in the therapeutic modalities, and they offered a lot of hours for clinic time, and I just really liked the community. You know, everyone knew everyone, and I was really drawn to that.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about your upbringing and growing up in Dade City and what that was like for you.
Well, in growing up in Dade City, I had to pretty much entertain myself because there's not a lot going on out there.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do have a sister. She's older, 6 years. Her name's Tara. So pretty much what we did growing up was playing soccer. So I did a lot within the community in terms of soccer. My parents were the presidents of East Pasco Youth Soccer League, so I was either reffing or coaching or playing or, like I said, volunteering. So exercise was a huge part of my upbringing as well, and eating healthy and, you know, that fun stuff. But other than that, just going to school. If I wasn't in school, I was playing soccer. If I wasn't playing soccer, my sister was playing soccer. So
sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever you said that you chose Corteva because of its therapeutic aspect,
mm-hmm.
Tell me about what made you into that therapeutic. What do you like about the therapeutic massage as opposed to the spa massage?
Did that tie into your soccer experiences?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I got a lot of therapeutic massage when I tore my gastroc. So I liked that approach because, you know, when they're telling you, like, you're going through the rehab program, they're like, oh, you have to go get massage. And I was like, I don't really like that foofy massage. Like, I don't think that'd be beneficial. But, you know, with through trigger point work and all that, like, I was like, okay, like, this could work. This could be something cool. And then my interest in physical therapy as well. So with Cortiva, you know, breaking down and doing like the postural assessments and having that critical thinking mindset and, you know, pretty much creating a rehab program, I guess you could say, or therapeutic mm-hmm. relationship with my clients. I don't know, just kind of, I'm just more drawn to it. Like, I'd rather help alleviate pain and dysfunction than relax someone. But I feel like when you do that, you are also relaxing right. people as well. Right. It's just in a different modality, exactly. different style. So.
Cool. So a minute ago, you said that you had torn your gastroc.
Mm-hmm.
For the average layperson, they probably don't know what a gastroc is and what it's short for. So could you expand on that just a little bit and then why that's important for you as a therapist when you're providing treatment to be that technically aware of what's going on?
So the gastrocnemius is your calf muscle. So I tore it playing soccer. I forgot what you said.
It's okay. And the question is, how does that anatomical
important?
Knowledge help you in providing better therapy for your clients?
Oh, well, in order to provide that alleviation for my clients, I have to know muscle functions and where they are, and attachments. So then I'm able to provide the therapeutic work that's necessary.
One of the great things about Bridget, for everybody listening, is this is actually her second time working for Peaceful Warrior. She spent a few months working for us last year before she moved to Miami. And then when she came back from Miami, came straight back here as quickly as she could get here. So that was pretty awesome. But one of the reasons that we hired Bridget, and she's kind of an exception, we hired her right out of school, is because she has such an amazing curiosity to learn and ability to take those experiences that we're sharing with her and implement it into our treatment with her clients. So it's she's a complete and total sponge. So it's a real joy to have someone like that here that's trying so hard to better herself and provide that for our clients.
What's that been like, that experience been like coming here, you know, being fresh out of school? You know, obviously you're here last year, mm-hmm. But being newly graduated and being new to the field, what's it been like working with seasoned therapists who have a lot of knowledge and a lot of different, you know, experience and different types of techniques? Has it been really educational on your part, or what's that experience been like?
Oh yeah, it's been very beneficial. And it's great because you can just ask them any questions and they're willing to come in and help. Which is great because when I talk to my former classmates, you know, they don't get the opportunities that I do. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that you could bring in a therapist to the session and be like, hey, like, I need help. And, you know, it's, no one's judging me. No one's, I don't know, thinking of me as being like less worthy of a therapist. It's just, you know, we want to give back to the community. We want to help the people that come in as Peaceful Warrior, you know, come into the center. And I don't know, they just allow that opportunity. So
I think that speaks a lot of you as a therapist to be mm-hmm. able to take that opportunity to learn. You don't look at it as a negative. You look at it as a positive.
Right.
And being able to take that and help your potential client or, you know, patient better.
Yeah.
Because you've taken that knowledge or have help from yeah. someone here.
You can't really help someone if you're struggling with that whole ego factor as well. So it's like, swallow your pride. If you can help them, great. If not, like, refer them out. We're all great therapists here.
So where else have you worked besides here in the massage therapy capacity?
I worked for a chiropractor in Miami, Pro Healthcare, which was much different than what Peaceful Warriors offers their clients. I can say that.
Okay, and in what ways? How's it different for you?
Well, working specifically with that chiropractor, I was kind of limited on what type of body work I was able to perform for the clients. You know, like, if I felt like the client needed, I don't know, their lower back worked on or like their hips opened up because they're having lower back pain, I was very limited and I wasn't allowed that flexibility. Whereas here, if I feel like, okay, you know, the issue stemming from the hips, like, I know that I can go into that, you know, put the client in the position that they need to be put into and, you know, take care of that situation. So I have that individuality and that confidence instilled from you guys. Whereas the chiropractor, everything had to go through him. So
a little different, I think, possibly, you know, treatment styles too. You know, you guys are more about long-term health and seeing where you're going. A lot of times with chiropractors or other healthcare clinics, they are very restricted based on what insurances might be covering or right. how it's reimbursed for. So they have to, in almost in a sense, treat it like a factory, you know, get mm-hmm. in, get out, and you don't have the time that you do here to spend one-on-one with clients.
Right.
We actually really enjoy the fact that we're client pay, and as a result, I believe that we're more client beneficial and more client focused than a lot of other providers might be able to be.
Absolutely. I was just sharing an experience, you know, before we jumped on the podcast here. I went to a posh local, you know, spa this past weekend. Someone got me a gift, and I really was having some neck and shoulder pain, and I'm going to guess the massage was much more expensive based on where I was than what I would, you know, pay to come here as a patient. And I normally come here and see Scott every week, you know, every couple of weeks, but as a gift. So I took advantage of it. I was on vacation. I was having a lot of neck and shoulder pain and said, hey, you know, here's where my issue is. Can you work on that? Yeah, sure. Not a problem. And I got a hot compress on my face and a hot compress on my feet. And I got, you know, essential oils, which is all great.
And was it a full hour?
No, it wasn't even a full hour. I mean, the person that got me the gift paid for an hour, and I think I left the room 45, 50 minutes by the time, you know, from dress in and out. But still barely got my neck and shoulder, the issue I was looking for, barely, you know, even touched. So it just shows, goes to show you guys, you know, in that private pay capacity, or you guys really care about the actual situation and treat what needs to be treated. You know, you're not getting just a spa experience, which
is just a different approach. You know, there's nothing wrong with spa and relaxation massage. By any means, it's also very beneficial just to be able to have time to relax and decompress and stuff. But we just choose to be a little bit more focused on dysfunction as opposed to that.
Well, I think I'm very dysfunctional, so that's why I come here. No, I'm just kidding. Well, it's time
aren't we all?
It's time for a first break, but when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about Bridget's background and her actual treatment techniques and what she works on in the rooms with clients. So you're listening to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, broadcast live from the Peace Warriors Wellness Center in St. Petersburg, Florida. And again, if you'd like to learn more, 727-822-8866 or peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and we'll be back after this break. Hey, Eric Rimmel here, producer of the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast, and I'm here today to tell you about the amazing folks at Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. Not only am I a producer of the show, but I'm also a client. Their staff of therapists are truly the best at what they do. Now is your chance to check them out for yourself. Go to their website, peacefulwarriorswellness.com, and click Book Now, or give them a call at 727-822-8866. Use the promo code RADIO and get $15 off your first visit. Yes, you heard me right. $15 off your first visit. Now, this is just for a limited time, and make sure to tell them that you heard about it on heliumradio.com.
Welcome back to the Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast by the Peaceful Warriors Wellness Center. I'm Lena Roberts, and I'm here with my husband, Scott Roberts. We are talking with Bridget Eugenides. Did I say that right?
Eugenides.
Eugenides. I can never say that. She's just Bridget, or Little Bitty to me.
So how did she get that nickname? Little
Bitty. I don't know.
You just started saying it one day, I think.
I know. I just started saying that. And sometimes I call her the old bitty or the little bitty. And it's all with love.
Oh, yeah. I definitely feel that.
But, Bridget, I fell in love with your intenseness in your massage. The first time that you come in here and you worked on me, I said, she has the touch. And I know you've heard that by other people. That, you know, you just touch them and they just know that you're going to know how to make them feel better. Mm-hmm. How do you see that? How do you do that? Tell me a little bit about whenever a client comes into the room to get a massage from you. Tell me some questions that you ask them.
Well, before I start asking questions, I try to feel like what their energy is at first. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times you get people that come in, they're flustered, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm late. So I try to bring them down to a calming level first, whether that's by shaking their hand or, you know, just telling them take a moment and breathe, because I find that to be really beneficial, you know, just like, it's okay, we'll get to the session. Usually I ask them, like, you know, what's your goal? Like, what brings you to massage? And a lot of times just pretty much based off of what their need is. So a lot of times they'll be like, oh, you know, I have shoulder or neck pain. Okay, you know, so I make it a point to tell them, like, that'll be the first thing that I'm going to focus on today. You know, try to address the areas that are surrounding those, that pain that they're experiencing. And then, you know, it's pretty much just like, okay, like, what are your personal goals for massage? Because that makes them, you know, a part of the system as well. So, you know, their goal is, you know, less tension or, you know, just be able to walk out of here, you know, a little bit with some alleviation. So I try to ask them those questions. And then, you know, if I feel like, you know, they need to be educated in a certain area, like, okay, like, I'm going to apply compressions to you. You might feel your muscle twitch, you know, just pretty much educating them throughout the process as well. And I feel like that's very successful and it makes the client comfortable. So it's just keeping them aware of what's going on in the process and knowing when to talk and when not to talk, I find is really important. And as I keep massaging, you know, as that goes on, I'm getting better at that as well. And that's pretty much it.
But whenever we say we don't talk during a massage, in this office, we're all communicating throughout the massage.
Right, right.
So it's not like,
yeah, it's not ever
chit-chat,
like, yeah.
But there is communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes, you know, when I say that, like, sometimes a client is just having issues relaxing as well. You know, you can feel that tension in their muscles. You can tell that they're, you know, struggling to continue the breathing pattern. So it's kind of like, stop talking and, like, breathe with them, I find can be very beneficial. And then that naturally just gets them to relax. So that's... And
Bridget is a very deep tissue massage therapist. Talk to me a little bit more about your neuromuscular technique. Yours is, and I know everybody's is a little bit different, but yours is a little bit different than most people's that I have felt.
Right. I'm definitely not traditional in terms of the whole deep tissue. I think the general warming of the muscle is really important. So I always express to my clients beforehand who, you know, request a deep tissue, you know, I'm going to do a lot of general warming and then gradually increase the pressure. But I'm not going to give you a deeper pressure if I don't feel like your muscle is in need of that, which a lot of people don't really understand, that sometimes that deep, deep pressure isn't what your body really needs. So a lot of times I will apply a deeper pressure and then, you know, some elongated strokes and then apply that deeper pressure again and just kind of increase and hold a lot of compressions. And again, you know, just after I'm doing that deep compression, I'll just elongate the muscle and try and relax the tissue too at the same time. So
great. And what's really neat about our process here, and hopefully you'll be able to tell us a little bit about it from a therapist standpoint, is each and every time someone applies to come work here, there's a process they have to go through before they're hired. Once we get done with our actual face-to-face interview and we kind of get to know and like and trust you a little bit, we actually bring you in and you have to do a session with me and with Lena. Mm-hmm. Because we both are looking for different things in the massages that we receive. And it gives us a very good insight as to what kind of range of modalities and therapeutic assessment and practices that you might have before you even work on a client. What was that like from your point of view coming out of school?
Well, that was really intimidating, just because I
appreciate your honesty.
One of your therapists that used to work here was also a teacher of mine as well.
Right, Sabina.
She would always speak very highly about you guys and how you guys are definitely different in the area, or how we're definitely different in the area. And, so coming in, she's like, just go apply. And she didn't give me the scoop that, you know, there was going to be that. She's like, no, they're great. But, you know, coming in, I think Scott was a little intimidating. Lena was like, hi, welcome. And Scott's like, I'm going to ask you serious questions. I want you to critically think. I'm going to test you. And you're just like, okay, great. I've only massaged one person really ever. So this is going to be awesome.
But you made it through the process.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it was good because, again, I think that with the interview from Lena's and Scott's, I definitely was able to really test myself in that interview too, whereas before it was kind of just like, let me see how hard of a pressure you can give me, you know, versus like, okay, like, my shoulder hurts. Like, what muscles would you target? You know? And I think that was good because it kind of gave me an idea of like, okay, like, these people are different, you know? Whereas the other person's just like, oh, let me see how much pressure you can give. And it's just like, well, that's not really going to help pain or dysfunction, I feel. So different approach, definitely a different approach.
Did that help you in your process when you went to Miami and having to, you know, find work down there? Did that make that interview process a little bit easier maybe?
Right. Well, when I went for that interview, it was kind of funny because I was a little bit undermined. And, you know, first year, he's like, oh, I don't know if I should interview you, but, like, I'll get on the table. And you're like, okay, you know, like, he's second-guessing my skills. And I told him, I was like, all right, well, give me a dysfunction. Like, let's play the game. Give me the dysfunction. And he's like, okay, I have really tight upper trap area. I'm like, okay, well, let me start you face up. You know, I'm going to do a little neck work first. And he was like, well, why would you do that? And I was like, well, where your trap inserts, like, you got to, you know, I want to do your neck and the surrounding areas. And he just wanted me to shove my elbow into his trap. That's all he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, just a deep tissue, like, don't think about it. Just shove your elbow into his trap. And I was just like, well, I don't really feel like that's the right approach. Like, I'll warm your tissue first and then I'll do that if
right.
that's what you want. But it was just, like I said, it's more, I feel like we're more client-based here. I feel like we build those therapeutic relationships and try and figure out, like, what is going on with the client, you know, and we'll do everything we can. We'll flip the client, you know, 3 or 4 times on the table. And I think that during the interview, like, I was able to move you guys if I wanted to move you. And there's no questions asked. You just kind of let me do my thing. Whereas for that process, it was almost like he didn't know what I was doing. He's like, well, why would you do that? So it was a little different. And it's like, I kind of felt like I was too good for him. I'm going to say that. I was too good for him. He didn't know what was going on.
I told you that before you went down there. You were too good for Miami.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So
what do you think about the Saturday morning market?
Oh,
I know you get to help us out quite a bit down there and you know, get the opportunity to work on people in that environment. How's that helping?
I love being able to give massage in the open environment outside. I'm very outdoorsy, and I feel like you guys can agree. I'm pretty high energy, so it's like you guys will get me back to back to back to back. And I don't know, it's really good being out in the community and just educating people about the benefits of massage, whether they come get a massage from us or, you know, we're walking to the food stand. I'm like, hey, come get a massage. Why would I do that? Well, you know, looks like you've got a little bit forward posture. We might be able to help you, you know, come on down. And I don't know. It's just, I love it. I just love being out there.
I love the market.
Yeah.
It was something that I loved since I moved to St. Pete, going to the Saturday morning market.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we had the chance to go down there and actually have a booth and do massage down there, it's just like,
yeah,
I love it.
So going into season, what are your goals for the next 3 to 4 months? And what, you know, ideal clients are you hoping that will come in and select Bridget when they go through our Meet the Warriors page on the website? Give us something that says, you know, hey, I'm Bridget and come see me.
All right, you asked too many questions there together. There was too many questions. Well, tell me what your ideal client is.
My ideal client is someone who is willing to, I don't know, trust in the process, I guess, you know, to come in and say, hey, listen, you know, I need help. I'm in pain. I'm wanting to get better. What are the things that I can do with massage and outside of massage to help me be better, feel better, move better, and pretty much just someone who's willing to be honest and upfront and vulnerable, because, you know, when we are injured, we are very vulnerable and, you know, you kind of have to swallow your ego. So I think that from what I've experienced so far, I work best with those who are able to say, hey, like, I'm in pain. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm on the verge of tears. Like, help me. So, you know, just someone willing to come in and just seek help.
All right. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of Feel Better, Move Better, Be Better podcast. And we're going to end this one with a little bit of a message from our office manager and mascot, and that's Dory.
Dory, say it.
Say it. Say it.
Oh, we wish say you could it. See this. She's standing up on her hind legs. She's so cute. Say it, Dory. Nope.
She's not going to play along today. I'm sorry. She usually will do a little bit of a growl.
Give it to
anyway,
her.
Anyway, you guys have a great day, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Helium Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and should not be construed in any way as advice from Helium Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by producers, writers, and editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the express written consent of Helium Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.